Now, from the World Communications Headquarters in New York, nerve center and receiving point for news from the far-flung corners of the globe, here are on-the-spot reports from London, Brisbane, Paris, and Rome. Here's the news before it happens and as it happens, brought to you direct through the Communications Center in New York. First to London and Leslie Leffingwell.
This is Leslie Leffingwell in London, England. As you all understand, we are a few hours ahead of you who are listening to this program in New York right now. And as I make this broadcast, it is closer to noon than it is closer to noon where you're listening to this program. But time certainly plays a very important part in the story I'm about to relate. Because it should happen about 2 o'clock London time, which would probably be you more or less 2 or 3 more hours before it happens. And I went over to number 10 Downing Street this morning, accompanied by my assistant and several other representatives of the various news services and radio networks, to get the complete full story, and this is it.
I shortly had a correspondent line. Something will happen all over the world. It's absolutely no ramifications or anything that could be conceived of. I believe it was about. That's why we all don't know what to think.
Well, what to say? The people are all aghast. This is Leslie Leffingwell returning you to New York.
A quick switch to the land down under now and Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Bob and Ray. Let's try it once more, engineer.
Present.
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Foot Balloon in Brisbane. This morning, we were all excited at hearing the news from London, just relayed via Bovenry Communications Center in New York from Leslie Leffingwell. We were surprised, I say, and also elated at
Let's
the
try
news
once more, engineer, shall we?
Because
this is Bovenry in New York calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Buford Balloon in Brisbane. We were surprised and excited this morning in hearing the report from Bob and Ray's correspondent in...
I'm sorry, engineer. Due to technical difficulties, we are unable to contact Buford Balloon. However, he has submitted to us a written script to be used in the event we couldn't contact him. But upon reading it, we decided not to use it.
And finally, a report from our correspondent with the American team racing for the North Pole. Come in, White Whittlesey.
This is Whit Whittlesey near the North Pole. Troop have arrived to within approximately 35 kilometers of the pole itself.
We arose excited this morning at the news from your reporter Leslie Leffingwell in London.
That's why we were saying that possibly in another hour or two, we should be able to say that we have finally set foot on the North Pole. We have contacted other troops who are, of course, involved in the
Down Under,
representing the American team who hopes to be there first. I have no idea of the accomplishments or the whereabouts of other competing teams in this entire race.
Sorry, engineer. Engineer.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
We regret that transmission difficulties have prevented us from hearing Cecil Sleeper's report from Brisbane. Now, until next time, it's goodbye in 30 from the World Communication Headquarters in New York.